Another round of store closings from Big Lots is affecting two Central Ohio stores. The Big Lots in Mount Vernon on Coshocton Avenue and the Westerville Big Lots on East Schrock Road will be closing. This brings the total number of stores closing in Ohio to 20 and 56 across the country. Big Lots has filed for bankruptcy protection. The Fairfield County Sheriff's Office says they have safely recovered the two-month-old child taken from Lithopolis around 5 o'clock yesterday afternoon. The kidnapping sparked an Amber Alert as 27-year-old Russell Burris allegedly took the child from a woman at a business. The child was found by Columbus police. The Amber Alert was canceled and Burns was taken into custody. To optimize the safety of this year's Canal Winchester versus Groveport Madison Varsity Football Conference game, it will be played at 2 p.m. Saturday, October 26th at Canal Winchester. All fans will enter through a weapon detector, and all K-8 students must be accompanied by an adult who must be ready to show ID if asked. I'm Ron Jordan. AAA is reminding drivers that October through December marks deer mating season. Since the animals are more active, they're more likely to dart into the road. AAA says to know where deer may be near and reduce speed and be alert near wooded areas. Deer rarely travel alone, so if you see one or more may be nearby. Lancaster continues to revitalize the Cedar Hill neighborhood. City leaders want to activate and beautify it with strategic land uses, vibrant landscaping of public spaces, increased economic opportunity, better walkability, and efficient flow of traffic. Residents are in favor of adding community gardens and green spaces. State Fire Marshal Kevin Reardon has issued an order lifting a ban on open burning that was first issued on September 6th. Rain and cooler temperatures have significantly reduced wildfire fuel loads, but ODNR's annual burn ban still in place through November and prohibits most open burning between 6 a.m. and 6 p.m. I'm Ron Jordan reporting.